going to head out to Kent and be joined by Kent State head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Morning, Ken. Doing well yourself?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time and congratulations on that thrilling 30-27 come from behind victory over Buffalo last Thursday. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Golden Flashes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, an unbelievable contest. Tip of the cap to Coach Leipold and his staff. They do a tremendous job, and have really, it's amazing the identities that they've taken on, you know, from the explosiveness that they had last year and the way that they run the ball and really dominate time of possession this year and the great defense that they're playing. Really, really proud of the way that our kids fought. Really kind of a microcosm of what these past couple weeks have been for us, obviously, with the very three close losses to Ohio, Miami of Ohio, and Toledo, and just, you know, our kids staying consistent and trusting and believing in one another. And that night was very much a microcosm of that, to where didn't play really well early on, but the kids continued to fought and strain and really just stayed the course and kept challenging them to believe and just do their job and go play the next play and do the next thing right. And they did that, and we were very fortunate to where all three phases really clicked at the same time and had an amazing little run there, you know, to put some points on the board and then make big plays on special teams, defense getting huge stops, and then Trickett being the consistently good player that he is with ice in his veins and banging that field goal to win it late. I mean, a really fun and special night to be a part of.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Sean, have you ever been a part of a comeback that late in the fourth quarter in your career?
No, nothing that extreme. Been a part of a few like shootouts that came down to, you know, some overtime games and going for two and different things like that, but more high scoring affairs. But Ken, never really a part of something like that, to where, you know, you got a team that really didn't show up for 3.5 quarters, but then for the last 7 minutes and some change, you know, find a spark, and it's amazing the swing that momentum can play in college football and the emotions of the game. And, you know, our kids, when we got that first touchdown and then the ensuing surprise onside, you could just kind of feel the spark and the energy and the lift that gave our sidelines and the confidence that it gave our kids. So really, really special, something that we'll look back on. And as I said, after the game, hopefully will be a program-defining moment and something that will springboard us going forward. We've got a really good Ball State team coming in here that's really, really dangerous, has the ability to score a lot of points. So we got to refocus, shift our focus, and get locked in for a very, very talented Ball State team that's coming to Dick Stadium this Saturday.
Sean, what kind of win like that do for a program?
I think it just reaffirms everything that we've been preaching, and more importantly, I'm really happy for our kids because they've been working really, really hard, and kind of like Coach Solich was talking about a little bit, you know, regardless of the results, I've been really pleased with the way our kids have been practicing, the way they've been going about their process, you know, keep challenging them week in and week out, just find ways to do a little bit more, to be a little bit more detailed in their craft, and they've done that, and for them to get that payday, and for them to believe, and for them to get, you know, kind of the results that we all desire will be huge. It rejuvenated, you know, kind of the facility and gave a little bit more life, because those close losses, as we've all experienced with how tight all these games are, when we're getting to conference, you know, can be very draining at times. But the kids did a great job week in and week out, coming back to work, doing what they need to do. And now to get that win, you know, will really kind of give a surge and a push to where we need to close the right way here down the stretch.
Looking ahead, and as you move ahead to that Ball State contest this Saturday, just talk about some of the challenges the Cardinals can present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I mean, really explosive team, really dangerous team. Coach New and his staff have done a really good job. You know, remember recruiting the quarterback when we were at Bowling Green, and Coach New and, again, his offensive staff have done a great job developing him. Tremendous amount of offensive weapons. I mean, they got 3-4 wide receivers and plus their backs that can take it the distance on any given play. You know, just seeing them through crossover and leading up to this matchup, you know, their ability to really score from anywhere on the field and their O-line and how they work together, they've really developed nicely. So very, very dangerous offensively. They're putting up a bunch of points and really stretched you out in a lot of different ways, vertically, formationally. You know, really do a good job moving the pocket with their quarterback. And then defensively, you know, they are an upperclassman-led group. You know, there's only two underclassmen in the starting 11. You know, so guys with lots of experience, great understanding of their scheme. You can tell that they fly around with a sense of urgency. They do a fabulous job attacking the football and taking the football away. If I'm not mistaken, they got like 20-plus turnovers forced on the year. So, you know, you can tell that that's a point of emphasis and they're getting what they emphasize. And then special teams-wise as well, they have, you know, dynamic playmakers that can change the game on teams. They do some really good schemes, really stress you out. So really well coached, really dangerous coming in here. And we got to have a great week of preparation to send our seniors out the right way from Dick Stadium on Saturday.
How has your team responded in practice this week and following that big victory?
They've been great. You know, we obviously won on Thursday, brought them back in on Friday, gave them some time on Saturday, got out on the field again yesterday and had great energy, great juice. We're really efficient with our work, weren't on the field very long, but love the way that they came out, love the way that they competed. They've been great. You know, it's been a big step for the program and really pleased with where we're at and the way that they've responded. And now, again, we got to do a great job. We got to refocus, relock in, and as exciting, as fun as that was to be a part of, that's in the past. So rip the rearview mirror off and let's lock into what we need to do this week against a very, very talented Ball State team.
And I'm sure for you, a quicker start by your team instead of waiting until the fourth quarter would be welcomed, wouldn't it?
That certainly wouldn't hurt, Ken. You know, we would like to start as fast as we finished last week. So hopefully we can bottle up that mojo and start a little bit quicker than we did against Buffalo.
Well, Sean, congratulations on the big win against Buffalo. Congratulations on that victory. We'll wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Sean. For Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes in that 30-27 win over Buffalo, Xavier Williams, running back, scored his first multiple touchdown game of his career. He had two touchdowns with 98 yards, all-purpose, 47 rushing and one touchdown, and two receptions for 56 yards and one touchdown, and obviously on special teams. Matthew Trickett, 3-for-3 on his field goal attempts, including the game winner, a 44-yarder as a walk-off, and also the successful onside kick that he also recovered in that contest. For Kent State, they will be hosting Ball State this coming Saturday, November 23rd, that game at noon Eastern, and that will be available on either ESPN Plus or ESPN3, and that should be announced within the next 24 hours.